pulling up swing, pulling up swing, pulling up swing, pulling up swing tech show.
Music's still going.
You want the music stop or run through the last revolution?
We can let it run through the last revolution.
You might as well keep talking anyway because like we're live and recording now anyways.
And then what did she say? She gave me this weird look, and I started screaming your name at the top of my lungs. I said, Ligala! Ligala! Ah! And then the cop showed up, and I ripped a big fart in line, and everybody went, oh! And I hot-footed it out there with my finger in my ear.
Okay.
And, that and, was the mor- my
and the moral of the story is,
oh,
never eat beans on the way to 7-Eleven.
No. Wah-wah.
Wah-wah.
Wah-wah. And that's not diet. I punched the wrong thing, and out of habit, I took the straw paper off, so it's not sanitary.
I don't
but
care.
You don't care.
That's all
right. Hey, welcome to the tech show. Linux Link tech show, that is.
The unsanitary tech show.
The unsanitary napkin tech show. My name is Dan, and
he doesn't even know what his name is anymore. Yeah.
Link's sitting across from me, Alan's over there, and I guess we're going to play our promo.
Are we?
You tell me, are we?
I don't know, I thought you were going to keep talking. Okay, here we go, the promo.
My knee hurts. Oh.
Hi folks, this is Link from the Linux Link Tech Show. Have you ever thought to yourself, I have a question for these guys? Or, I wonder if they would review my product.
Right.
Or, why don't they talk about this? Or, maybe, I sure would like to support these fellas somehow. Or, just, how do I get in touch with them? Well, the easy answer is to email us at techshow@thelinuxlink.net. You can let us know any questions, suggestions, or information you might have, and perhaps even get mentioned on the show. Email us at techshow@thelinuxlink.net and let us know how we're doing and whether or not you enjoy the show. And also catch us on IRC every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern by pointing your favorite IRC client to our server, thelinuxlink.net, and joining channel pound tech show. Hope to see you there.
Hi, my name is Calico Jack, and the voices in my head listen to the Linux Link Tech Show.
Listen to the Linux Link Tech Show.
Does he still listen to the Linux Link Tech Show?
I have no idea.
He hasn't been on the chat. And speaking of those people who listen to the Linux Link Tech Show and Lug Radio and Slug Radio, we could use some more promos.
Yeah, man.
I'm getting sick of playing the same.
What's with, like, six I put that call program out like months ago, right? Dude, you all listen to the show, and you have, like, obviously, you have Linux computers, right?
Computers, too.
It's not difficult to, like, jump on there with a microphone and record a little ditty. He says, you know, I'm John Schmuck, and I listen to...
We do it every week.
You know, I listen to Slug Radio because the Linux Link Tech Show sucks or something. I don't know, you know? Something.
I'm Lincoln. I see people listen to the Linux show.
Yeah, right.
Anything you want. You don't even have to record a promo. You could just fart in a microphone, and we'll play it on the stream.
That is, Dan has a whole, you know, this whole barrage of farts that he keeps just on hand for that kind of thing. You know, he wants to add yours to his collection.
You know what I forgot to do this week?
No.
I forgot to release the third alpha of Hotlink CPU monitor.
You're sick, man. I'm telling you.
And you gotta wait. This
you
got no
like
one
way,
one
you know, he's just got way too much time on his hands, you know?
I have a great plan for the third one. It's gonna blow the first two out of the water.
Oh, okay.
Just don't put me on it.
challenge.
I wasn't going to, and now you've opened up your big mouth.
He's issuing a challenge.
You should have just kept your mouth shut. I wasn't even thinking about that, but now that you opened the door, you know, you can't close it now.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Somebody's sneaking in that window over there, Alan. You can't stop it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You can't stop it. What was it? Is that you listen to the radio and you hear that the Alliance compliance commercials?
No.
On the radio? Do you hear those? You know, you have satellite.
I
guess
radio.
It's the Alliance compliance, the organization that is opposed to underage smoking, and they go around compliance checks. Yeah. And I don't know. The commercials just... It's just... don't mess with the law. The law is real, and you will get... What is it? And you will get busted. Yeah, don't mess with the kid. Don't mess with the kid. The law is real.
You know what? I heard one of those commercials the other day, and...
You were having a smoke.
Oh, as a matter of fact, I was.
You were handing them out in front of a playground.
Have a cigar.
No, I would not give cigarettes to little kids. A fine, you know...
Because you smoke cigars.
Sure. Yeah.
No, you don't want a Marlboro. You want this nice
cigar.
That's
right. Marlboro, that's got a filter. What the hell is wrong with you? No, I'm listening to the commercial, and for those of you who are familiar with the commercial, for those of you who aren't familiar with the commercial, it's these it sounds like these teeny bopper girls will walk into this store, and they're giggling and stuff back and forth, and they walk up to the counter, and there's this guy there, and they say, you know, well, I want a pack of whatever the heck it was, some kind of cigarettes. And the guy, doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing, says, I need to see your ID. And immediately the girls launch into this diatribe about going to a party and seeing this guy there and how cute he was and stuff. And, you know, there's all this, like, sexual innuendo going on. And then they ask the guy for the cigarettes again, and he gives it to him. And then they're telling him he's not cool and he's busted and everything like that. But I'm thinking to myself, how not cool is it to, like, solicit this guy, you know, for, you know, sex and stuff like that just about. And then, you know, they're trying to...
And then get the cigarettes.
They're trying to flip him the cooch for a pack of Marlboros, you know. No wonder the guy's... You know, he's probably some pimple-faced teenager who's 17 years old and hasn't had it yet. And he, you know what I mean?
Here, have a carton.
He's like, yeah, you want a package? Yeah, I'll give you a package. I'm like, how dumb is that, you know? And then they're like, oh, no, you're not cool because...
The law is real, and you will get busted.
There's no fooling.
We always had the machine down at the gas station whenever we needed cigarettes, so...
Have you seen the machines? Like, have you ever gone anywhere?
$6 a pack.
Dude. $5 a pack.
$6 a pack,
they get you.
Yeah,
the bars, man. They really get you.
Holy moly, man. That was like 2 hours worth of wages for me when I was, you know, young enough that I couldn't buy them legally.
You
got to
sneak in. They only have them like bars and stuff anymore.
That's insane, man.
If you're a kid, you're screwed.
It's like $1.50 a
Not
cigarette.
Not really. You can
man.
Still find them.
You just hang out outside of that convenience store up by Ling's house, and he'll buy them for you.
Right.
All right. Link rolls up. He comes out with like 12 cartons.
12 cartons of Lucky Strike. Hey, man, you want a cigarette?
Pops open the back of the trunk of the car.
He's standing at the bus stop. The kids are getting off. He's handing them out, and they're handing him his lunch money. Oh. That's so wrong.
Dollars
advocate smoking by children.
You know what?
Though.
It's going to happen now. The Alliance Compliance is going to show up at your house.
show up at the show waiting.
It's all right because, like I said, you know, they come and their big problem is like smoking cigarettes and they don't smoke cigarettes. So,
well, you know, it's a good thing.
You have sophisticated
guess.
Taste. Cigars.
That's right. My wife keeps telling me the same thing. Did you just light up a cigarette? No. Like I haven't smoked cigarettes in, you know, 2-3 years, right? Of course I didn't light a cigarette. No. The ones that I smoke happen to look about the same size as, you know.
You do those swishers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Now that we've done our anti-smoking campaign.
No, it isn't.
Was it really?
Sound more like the anti-anti.
Now, kids, don't smoke. Because if you smoke, you're like me, you can't quit. Save your money.
Or you'll end up working in a call center with Link.
Yeah.
Save your money. Buy heroin.
And we move right into the Alan's anti-drug message.
So
buy heroin from here.
Is Alan over there trying to say that cigarettes are a gateway drug to harder drugs?
No.
No?
No, because they were never a gateway for me, so.
You just went right into it, right?
The gate was always open for me.
He just went right. He
crashed into that building.
There was no like gateway or the road to leading to this. It was, you know, he jumped right on the heroin highway there. You know, whomp.
No, I've been a good boy. That sort of stuff.
He said, "Screw that, man!" Shot up in his veins and his crotch, so he didn't have track marks in his arm.
No, they do. They shoot up in between their toes and stuff
yep.
like that.
I can never do that because I'm afraid of needles.
That's my problem. Like, why did you never get into, you know, really nasty drugs, Link? I'm afraid of needles.
I can't see spending money on something that made me feel shitty like that. I had the same problem with, like, the people who did coke. You know, you spend all this money on something that gets you, like, whipping for, like, 15 minutes.
And you feel like crap
like,
for
okay,
a day.
Okay, I just spent $300. Okay, thank you. I'll be leaving now. Sorry.
What would you bought crack, didn't you? That was a little cheaper.
No.
And that high lasted a long time.
No, you didn't
right?
buy it, or no, it wasn't any cheaper.
No, I didn't buy it. No, it wasn't any cheaper either. So.
There's some crazy stuff.
I can't wait to see what my picture's cool? going to look like on the Linux Link.
Oh yeah.
You got not only do we have the Alliance Compliance coming, but now the DEA is going to be hanging out.
What? Oh, well.
What?
They probably won't listen to us because, you know, we're not cool or something. We don't have that 20-something teeny bopper appeal.
Yet.
Like the
we're working on that, though. Get a little buff, put out those calendars. We're just going to sell them at the mall. And a little kiosk.
We're still working, on the calendars, but it's really hard to, you know, get the right skin tone to match my
tan,
head.
You know? It goes right from tan to burn for me.
Pasty geeks lay it across right. like computer keyboards.
You just can't get, like, male models that, you know, have the right skin tone as a pasty geek. It's impossible.
It's all in the lighting, though.
Yeah, right. We have to have that spray-on tan
Alan
for
would
our
be like,
head.
He'd be fussy and everything. He'd be sitting there. He'd be the whiny guy of the group because we didn't get his good side. There's a little too much shadow on his left buttock.
Just the thought of that is frightening.
Well, on the stream this week, we got the Lug meeting.
Yes.
We're going to post on there. And then a new episode of Lug Radio, too. So the LV Lug meeting. Not to be confused with the Lug Radio.
You're going to put the whole 70 minutes?
Both of them, actually.
Why not? LV. That's what it's there for. What?
Yes. I mean, 71 minutes, 32 seconds, I believe.
I listened to a little bit of the one I did just, you know, because I fired it up about three quarters of the way through just to hear what it would sound
you
like.
You fired it three quarters of the way through?
And I really had to get the microphone into the middle of the room because all you hear is... Right,
well, I did... What we're talking about, for those of you who don't know, and I'm sure most of you don't know what the hell we're talking about, we had a few people in our local Linux user group here that said that they weren't going to be able to make our usual meeting yesterday. And I said, well, you know, hey, our friend Rick sold me this really cool mini disc recorder, which everybody else that's a geek in the world seems to have, and I didn't, so I bought it. And I decided that I would test it out and record the Lug meeting for everybody to listen to. And so I did. I went and recorded the Lug meeting, and I'm fairly impressed with the results. I have a little preamped power mic kind of thing with it. And in this, what do you say, the room is like 20 by 40? Big lab room.
22 by 43.
All right, something like that. Anyway, big room. I was in way in one corner, and like everybody else is on the other side of the room. And actually, just by tweaking the treble and bass a little bit on my recording, I was able to get it so that you can hear just about everybody's conversations in the room on this little, you know, the mic was expensive. The mic, that power mic, it's a lapel mic from Radio Shack. It's like $24.
Yeah.
To me, that's expensive, right? Because, like, the cheap old crap mic that I'm talking in right now was, like, $9 at Radio Shack or whatever. But I bought that, and speaking of this cheap mic, everybody else is using the same one, so now you know why we all sound the same. But I bought this $24 mic, and I plugged in the thing, and it really sounded pretty good, and I'm anxious to hear any kind of feedback on what everybody else thinks about it when they actually do hear it on the stream.
When they curse it out on the stream.
And then, you know, like Dan said, Lug Radio released their... Was it today that they released their
episode?
No,
it was...
Or was it actually Monday?
Monday.
Really? It did come out on
Monday? It came out on Monday. I downloaded it Monday night and then figured I'd just put it on the stream on Wednesday.
Well, I actually downloaded it and listened to it today.
I'm looking forward to listening to it.
It was very good. They get some good pokes at us, or at me anyway.
They like to poke at you, don't they?
They do, I'm telling you.
Link on.
Link on. The links, link. This time they were poking at me about the cheery introductions, which is why they didn't happen this time. Not only that, but, you know, what some people haven't actually...
The fun they're
going
to have with this week's...
What some people actually don't really realize offhand is that, you know, Dan and I actually take turns doing the introductions. I get the even ones, and he gets the odd ones, and this was his turn. That's why it sounds all crappy like it did.
What, last week's introduction?
No, I didn't think
last week's introduction was crappy.
No, that was mine. That was really good, but they were picking on the fact that... I think it was Matt that said, and today we're going to talk about, you know, this subject and this subject and this subject, and you know, make sure you keep listening, and they're like, he sounds like Lincoln, and I don't know who it was on there. They were saying something about, I don't know how the other guys do it, because he said, I don't know how the guys at the Linux Link do it, because I'm only sitting 10 feet away from Matt, and he just scared the shit out of me when he did that. So it's funny. You'll have to listen to it.
Well, we're crammed in a 10-foot area.
That's what I'm thinking. They got 10 feet in between them, man.
Yeah,
I'm like, I can reach out with my tongue and lick Dan's forehead, you know?
If Alan got any closer, you'd be pregnant.
Yeah, right.
We're really degrading today.
Got to move over. I got a, you know, crick in my hip or something.
Actually, I think it's more fun when we're trying to, like, break down everything. Like, not bumping into each other in your... Excuse me, I want to step over here, please.
Or when you want to walk out of the room. When I got to leave, I got to crawl past you. And
Dad's like, can you move your left arm? I can't move my foot anymore. You know?
Your cord's in the way. You know, I walk by and the printer falls off the filing cabinet. The air conditioner pulls out of the window.
True, you don't even have to walk by for that to happen. And then you have, like, the keyboard from hell, which hasn't actually attacked Alan in quite some time.
It hasn't attacked me in a couple of weeks.
And the nice pornographic screensaver that comes on every so often.
Yeah, really, I'm missing that tonight. I'll start that one up tonight.
You know, maybe it'll cycle around.
Oh, no.
Actually, I have something for the show tonight. And people on the IRC, you ready? Got a question, an opinion, and maybe it'd be more than an opinion because somebody could back it up by facts. a three-part question. I don't know if anybody's going to be able to answer the third part, given our audience.
You're going to, like, give me the answer and I need to guess the question or something?
No,
or
just come right it's not like that. It's actually a tech-related issue.
It feels like a Jeopardy or something like that.
I'm building up anticipation. All right, here's the situation at work. We have put in a brand new server. We got actually a bunch of new servers.
What is the school district?
I'm not allowed to say. I'm not even going to say it's a school district. It's work.
Okay.
Anyway,
What is where you go every morning?
It's Southern Lehigh, but we all know that. We could all figure that out. Anyway, we got some new servers in at work. We set them up, and the one server is going to run. All it's going to do is run the transportation data. It's going to hold it. Now, the way that this application works, it's a Network 6.5 SP2 server now, because we just updated to the latest service pack. Anyway, the server holds the data for our transportation software. The transportation software has a client that does basically all the processing, all the work. Only thing that's stored on the server is the data. Okay? And what is happening is when they go to load the map or the actual data, it takes about a minute and a half to load in. Okay? We're there on that?
Okay.
Now, I've done some tests, because that doesn't seem right, obviously. I've done some tests, and the first test I did is I threw it on the data on a Samba server running Slack 10, and I loaded the data. It took about 10 seconds, if that. So I was like, okay. So then I took it and put it on another one of our Novell servers, an older Novell server. Now, this server, that the new servers, are a dual processor 2.4 gigahertz, a gig of RAM, ample disk space. We're running RAID 5 on the entire SIS server setup.
Okay.
So it's a really beefy system.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I put it on our older Novell server, no RAID. It's the processor might be a gig, might be 1.2, less than a gig of RAM. I think it's like 768. And that loaded up in about 10 to 20 seconds, too, in between there. So we're talking a significant amount of time.
Right.
So we figured, all right, one of the things I didn't like about the way that these servers were set up, and I think it's a problem, is we used Dell's server assistant program. And through the whole process, it doesn't allow you to customize the server during install, so it just installs everything. You know, you got PHP, Perl, the Extend Application Server, MySQL database. So you got all this stuff that gets installed on the server that you really don't need for this, what this server is going to do.
Right.
So I was thinking maybe it's one of those services. But so we took another server that's identical to this one and loaded the data on there and executed over there. That ran perfectly. It loaded in under 10 seconds, to be expected.
But
so
it's not identical, right? You said the other server is one that doesn't have RAID and
no, this is a third server. Like I said, remember when I told you we got a bunch of new servers in?
Right.
So it's been tested on a Slackware box. The data's been run from an older NetWare server and one of the new NetWare servers now, too, a third server. But it's the same hardware setup as the server that the transportation server. So the problem is with the server. We have changed the network cable, the network ports, to rule out whether it might be something to do with the switch or the port. I've looked at our Cisco switch. Somebody had said, sounds like a problem with duplexing, a duplex mismatch. The port that I tested, the workstation that the workstation is connected to, and the port that the server is connected to, both report that they're full duplex, running at 100 megabit.
Mm-hmm.
Both are, the Cisco switch is configured to do auto detection for duplex and speed. So I'm not seeing any significant amount of errors on those ports either that would indicate there could be a problem. I don't see any significant errors on the server. When I look at the statistics for the Ethernet card or TCP/IP statistics, I don't see many errors.
Did you happen to check your RAID stats?
No, I didn't. I'd have to go down to the actual application.
The first thing that smacks me is, like, when you said it was running RAID 5, you sure it wasn't, like, mirroring or something at the time? Or it's you got a flaky drive in there that you don't really know about yet? Or
That's one thing I'm wondering about.
Because that will slow your access times way down. I mean, you have to actually access the data, right? So,
well, one of the things that I tried doing was a time test of copying a file. Copied a 120 megabyte file using the Linux box. That's why I called you today.
Right.
I copied it from the Linux box to the new server, mm-hmm. from the Linux box to the old server, and from the Linux box to another new server. Now, to the new servers, copying a 120 meg file from the Linux box took approximately 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Okay.
Copying the file to the old server took about, it took just under a minute. So we're talking like a 30-second difference here.
Right, that's because the old server doesn't run RAID, right?
Right. Now, copying back both servers, about 30 seconds, 120 meg file. So at this point right now,
that still doesn't mean that, like, originally when you're already, you're still having the problem.
No, we're still having a problem. It's been it's still since day one, this has been a problem. So now I'm kind of trying to figure out what to do. We thought maybe there's a corrupted NLM on this, so we hope that applying the service pack, the latest service pack, might fix it. That hasn't fixed the problem. Now, my question is, aside from any other things that we could start looking at, number one, one idea I had to rule out any of the other hardware components on the server was to pull the drives out and stuff them in another server. Like I said, these are identical servers. If I do that, because it's a hardware RAID, that's not going to be a problem, right?
Shouldn't be, because you're pulling the whole drive set, right?
The whole drive set out and plugging it into another server.
As long as it's the whole drive set, and even your drive sets are identical, right? You said you bought, like, you have a number of new servers, they're all identical configuration.
Right.
So even the drive set would be identical. Same hard drives.
No, same hard drives, but different partitioning scheme.
Well, that doesn't, the partitioning scheme doesn't matter.
But they're all the same hard drives.
It's just like if it's identical hardware.
Right.
All the way, that shouldn't matter.
Identical hardware.
You should be able to pull all the drives from one, stick it in an identical machine, and then it should go.
The third question, which I don't know if anybody's going to answer, will that cause a problem with Novell or our E directory? Because I think somewhere along the line, Novell ties itself or gets some kind of number about regarding the server
off the CPU.
Off
the CPU, yeah, or something?
I'm wondering if that might be a problem.
Call them up and ask.
That's going to cost us like $150, $200.
Do you not have a service contract with them? Can't call them up?
Not like that kind of service contract. We have a contract that reduces the cost a little bit.
Well, let me ask you another question. Do you have a backup?
Of the server?
Yeah.
The data's backed up.
You don't have like a backup of your RAID array kind of thing? So, like, if it does cause a problem, you can just move it back in the old server and restore if you need to, kind of thing?
It's not so much that it's going to corrupt any of the data. It's more on the lines of the E directory.
Right.
And if it gets like, because of the way that the database works for E directory, things get kind of funky. You got to go through a whole bunch of hoops to remove a server from E directory and to put it back in and restore directory services on it and all the permissions and everything. Whereas it sounds like it would be a 5-minute process to just yank the drives out, stick them in another server and try it.
Should be.
We're concerned that if this hoses E directory or something, now we're looking at, you know, going in hours here.
Well, make a backup. Don't make a backup using Novell. Make a backup using Linux. You know what I mean? Do you have a way that you can do a bit copy of your
RAID array
kind of thing?
That's not the problem. If we pull it out and it hoses the server and E directory,
yeah, but
we can put the server back together, but then E directory is still going to be
warped. E directory information is stored on the drives, right?
It's spread out across the entire server,
right?
Array, you know, across every single server. So once it gets horked a little bit, then it kind of replicates itself around the entire network. Then you got to pull that information out. You got to synchronize. You got to do all sorts of things. So it's something that it just doesn't affect one server. It affects them all, and then it affects everybody.
Can't you pull the drive array out and slap it in a new drive and, you know, put it on a different network segment or something like that? So it can't see the rest of the servers with the E directory information on it? You know? Take another hub in or something and plug it into a extra hub in Linux box so that you can get access to it.
That's a good question. I don't know how that. That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I'd have to think about
that. You know what I mean?
Like
if it can't connect to the rest of the E directory servers, then no matter what it wants to do to trash them, it can't. So.
to look into that. The only problem with that is then you take it out of the tree, and when you try and authenticate to it, the users aren't on the server, they're in the E directory. So then you have authentication issues. Isn't this, is this just a whole miasma of problems with
Well, you know what? Yeah, but you know what? If the only way you're going to find out is to do it, you're going to have to do it to find out, you know?
But we're trying to figure out what else this could be. What other thing could be causing this?
Did you try slapping a Nopix disk in it? You know what I mean?
In the server itself, just see how it
what ails you.
You know, just slap it in there and poke around a little bit and see how it works, you know? See if everything's working like it should be working. Maybe you got a flaky processor, you know?
I don't know. It's like I said, it's really tough to nail this down because the file copy thing, it doesn't seem to be a problem.
You don't see any network errors. Service contract with the people that you bought the server from, or these ones that you built?
We bought it from Dell, yeah.
Call Dell and tell them, you know. Tell them you have two identical servers and one's not performing exactly the same as the exact same other server and they need to fix it or give you a new one, you know. Tell them send you a new one to replace one, just slap your new driver array in the new one. You got to be do something like that, you know.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'd like to hopefully... We'll get this resolved very soon.
Yeah.
So I know it's... I kind of figured it wasn't going to do anything with RAID, but we're just concerned about it mucking up the E directory.
No, I don't see where it would have anything to do with RAID at all, especially if all the hardware is the same. So I should just pick right up and go. And I don't know about E directory, but...
You know, I never had this problem with Linux, you know. You could pull the Linux drive out and you from a 486 and stick it into an Avalon.
You can slap it into what? Yeah.
You know, aside from
AMD
getting better performance, if you could recompile the kernel, I mean, it just runs.
Well, that depends. That depends. Now, if you do like Steve says, and you know, every time you get your Unix machine going, you recompile the kernel to suit that specific machine, then you could have problems.
What? Well, no, I'm saying if you had a 486 and you moved it up to an Athlon, you're not going to get the same kind of performance.
Right, well, if you pull the drive...
But then you should recompile the kernel again.
If you have a stock kernel, sure, but if you have recompiled the kernel specifically for that 486... You know, and you put it in a different machine, you're likely to have all your devices error out on you and stuff like that.
I don't think that's going to happen. I've done that. The default Slackware kernel is set for 486,
yeah,
isn't it?
Your kernel should still go.
It should still work. Damn it.
You just have all your modules and your devices would hork out on you.
Not necessarily.
Well, yeah, if you only have one sound card compiled in, and when it goes to boot that up, you configured it down there. Yeah, so shut up. Damn it.
Well, see, before you move it, you should recompile that kernel to begin with it. You know what? You could just install a stock kernel on there and then move it over.
Yeah.
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 Fight. Damn it. Fight.
Yeah. Reach over there and punch Alan in the mouth, and we'll see, we'll see what you say after that, Mr. President.
That's right. Oh. So what else is going? Has anybody done anything else? I'm like, I haven't done anything.
Swaretted.
Really interesting.
All my systems up to 10.
That's right. Did that over the weekend, too.
Server, the one at work. I didn't do the laptop yet.
I haven't done mine yet.
I'm not in a rush to do that laptop.
Now, when you did all of them, did you do them all in the same manner? Or did you just, like... Because I know you said you like grab the files first and then you updated
the packages after you had them.
And now when I did mine, when I used Swaret to update mine, I just
let it
do it and it just, you know, did it all at once.
Well, I like to do the server by hand so I, you know, keep an eye on things when it's going on. Not that I had a single problem. With the one at work, I grabbed the packages because my intent was to go in the next day and just do the update, and I figured if I just download the packages beforehand,
right,
they'll all be on there. It'd take me like 5 minutes to update the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, I was like, well, I could do it remotely, but if something goes wrong, I'd just be there tomorrow. I had something to do in addition to everything else I was doing. But then I missed it. And that night, I forgot about it. And then I came in. I SSH'd into it that
did
night.
Did it anyway. Huh?
And did it remotely. And I didn't have a single problem. I even rebooted it. It came right back. Everybody was happy. Yep. New kernel, new everything.
Well, I tell you, I ran mine and I ran mine with the Swaret space dash dash upgrade space dash. No, I didn't even do the dash A, just upgrade. And what happened was it listed all of the packages that it was going to upgrade, and it like asked you every time, do you want to upgrade, do you want to upgrade, do you want for each individual package, or you can push a capital A. Which is supposed to do them all, and that's what I did. Like, I pushed the capital A, and it went through, and it did all of these packages. And then, you know, I walked away for a little while and came back, and it was asking me again about some packages if I wanted to add or upgrade. I forget what it said, but they were X-free packages. So I said, you know, all again, and I'm assuming what happened was it removed the X-free packages from my system, and, you know, like a dope, I said, yeah, go ahead and reinstall those. But the weirdest thing is, like, after it finally got finished with all this stuff and I rebooted it, it pulled right up, and X-Free isn't working on there. Like, I know I saw it installing X-Free packages. I know I saw it. And it's not on there. Like, the package is running, but it's not running X-Free 86 server. It's running X-Org server.
Right.
So I don't know, like, I should have been paying closer attention. I have no idea what the hell all that was about, you know.
But, wait.
See, now Dan's 90, but he's over there taping again.
No,
man.
I was
what
helping somebody out.
What are you compiling this time, man? Come on.
I'm not compiling anything. No, but you got it working, though?
Oh, yeah, it worked fine. I didn't have to do a thing to it. I just, you know, when it went through the first set of installs, I said, yeah, install everything. And then it all of a sudden popped up with a second set, which was like, it looks like, I think I remember it being X-free packages.
Was it dependencies?
I could have been, man. I really couldn't tell you. But it said, do you want to put these on? And I just said, yeah, do them all, you know. And it went through and it did that for a little while. And then, you know, it verified dependencies. And it said it was done. And I rebooted it. And it popped right up. And the only thing that was different was it was X-org instead of X-free 86. Even though I know I saw those packages.
And it was damning because now your mouse and keyboard work better?
Yeah. My keyboard is the same, but my mouse, it just feels different.
What the heck is that?
He's got possums.
Oh, I think that's the wife throwing something in the recycling bin. Throwing her liquor bottles in the recycling bin.
That's, right. That's why when you walk in, you go, hey, aren't you? Hey.
That's what's happening to the Frankenstein key.
Yeah.
Now we know how that keeps falling off the corner of the couch, huh?
Don't.
Hand me the beer. Oh,
don't
shoot,
surf
I
and
it over
don't
again.
Surf drunk. That's not cat puke.
Damn,
I think she
funny.
Just came up the steps.
Dan, quit your talking.
That's right.
There it is. There she is. Look at her swaying back and forth, all liquored up. Let's talk about how you're throwing your liquor bottles out into the recycling bin. Yeah.
Just watch out for the flying vodka bottle.
Well, they make them out of plastic now, a lot of the vodka bottles.
Oh, yeah?
The cheaper ones.
I wouldn't know because, like, I hate vodka. So.
You hate so many little things.
Man. Yes, I do.
Don't like beer. You need the vodka. You don't like vodka.
Whiskey.
You drink wine coolers.
Whiskey is good for you.
And then there's Alan. He doesn't care. He'll drink the swill off the bathroom floor in a bar.
No, I have a little class. Tequila, basically.
Oh, just tequila.
No, that's what the tequila is for, is to kill the taste of all the other stuff, right?
I don't put
tequila. You drink
anything. I won't drink utter garbage. I'll just have cheap tequila. That's
I'm thinking. When someone says class, I don't see him ordering tequila. But hey, whatever.
Tequila and cigars. That's all I need.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with
wine in a box.
Wine in a box.
There's something, you know, there's a certain degree of sophistication that can be attained with a really nice six-ring cigar and, you know, margarita. You know, you can really just lean back and have some fun with that.
And a box of wine, huh?
A box of wine.
Box of wine. I saw those in the...
A coarse beer
have
ball.
Have you seen those in, like, the liquor stores?
They're everywhere.
They have the boxes of wine?
Yes.
Like it's like a milk carton or something like
that, right?
We've
actually had some boxes of wine already.
It's not that bad. Is it really horrible?
No, it's not that bad. I mean, it's not...
That's hysterical,
it's not
man.
Your...
No, well, 20, like, at first 30, I thought it was $40 like...
$40 bottle of wine there.
At first I thought it was like a box that had a bottle of wine in it. You know what I mean?
No, this is really what I was thinking.
And
it's like a Mylar bag or whatever
what
it is in there.
It's a milk carton full of wine, you know?
My wife drinks those, she just opens the tap and lays underneath it.
She's going to hit you soon.
Box of wine. See, the box of wine.
There you go, boxes of wine. That's funny.
Just put the tap in and
play it like
bagpipe.
Yeah.
Just your arms.
What's not good about a box of wine is when it gets towards the bottom, because then you gotta turn it and you gotta open the box and actually squeeze the bag to get the last little drop out of
that's
there.
That's why you do the bagpipe thing, you know.
That's just funny, man. I never saw anything so funny.
What, it's a box of wine?
Boxes of wine.
Now, they've been around for a while. When was the last time you went to a liquor store?
You know, usually when I go to a liquor store, I'm like, you know, I'm a guy shopper, right? Like, I'm a commando.
That's exactly what you wanted there, where it is.
I'm a commando shopper. I know what I want. I know where it is. I know when to go when there's no line. You know what I mean? I am in and out, and I pride myself on being able to get in and out of a store under, like, you know, I can get in and out of Walmart in under 5 minutes. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing when I go to a liquor store. I know what I want.
Searching through the $5 CDs, the DVDs as well.
Yeah. No, that's you and Dan searching through.
Have you gone to that new liquor store, the liquor outlet at Northampton? Was it at Northampton's Crossings?
State store, yeah.
The new state store out there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they could say it's like the outlet.
You don't have to
go to Phillipsburg to get your liquor on a Sunday anymore.
You're right.
You go and get the little bottles.
And because of the buying power of the Pennsylvania LCB, you're supposed to get wonderful deals? No?
I look all right to me. I mean, you know, I've been in there a couple of times, but there again, I'm in and out, you know, pretty much with a purpose. And I don't recall, like, walking into the state store and seeing... You know, a bag of wine or a milk carton.
Yeah, they're down toward the bottom. They got the bottles at the top and the boxes are on underneath.
Now, Patrick on the chat has said he's been into that store and the prices aren't that great.
They're not too bad.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there
the
a
new
few
one.
Times. Yeah.
The one that's open Sunday.
The one on 240,
yeah. Because, yeah, I think that's stupid. That they don't have this liquor stores open on a Sunday. Because what if you're cooking something you need wine? You're out of luck.
This one's open on Sunday.
One thing I still haven't figured out yet is how some bars are open for the third shift happy hour and serving alcohol before 11 a.m. How are they doing that? How are they getting around that?
Don't know.
Is it a special permit?
Don't know. Don't know. I don't understand. But you coming as a New Yorker... And someone who has also lived in Ohio, I do not understand the Pennsylvania liquor laws at all anyway. You know, like Ohio, you can buy your, you know, if you're a beer drinker, you can buy your six-pack of beer or wine, bottles of wine and stuff like that in the grocery store while you're there. You know?
No, they have another law. I don't know how widespread this is through Pennsylvania.
I mean,
but
New York, you won't be able to go
in
gas
Center
station
County,
and pick up a six-pack.
In Penn State, you can't have more than six women living in a house together.
Something wrong with that.
Called the brothel law. That's why they don't have any sorority houses up in State College.
Ah. Wait, yeah. They think, like, all sororities are brothels?
It's a brothel law that's held over from the olden days.
Well, it depends on how drunk they are, I guess.
But hey, no problem.
It wasn't like that when I was in college.
You have like 30 guys living in a house together and mucking up the apartment and sticking the whole neighborhood up.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Hey.
Did you ever get a beer ball?
Of course.
Are they any good?
Depends on which kind of beer you get, man.
Is it actually the beer on tap, or they just pour the swill that they put in a bottle? Because you can't really get a good beer in a beer ball.
Why not?
Well, you never see like a nice.
Like Coors and stuff like
micro
that.
Micro brew in a beer ball.
Well, yeah, I don't know about a micro brew, but
I'm not a big fan. I don't like Coors. Coors Light. We went to the Beer Bellies up here when we were on vacation, and they had the Coors Light models there, the Coors Light girl, and she comes up and she's like, "Hey, I have all the swag and everything. You know, if you get a Coors Light or a Coors, you know, you get yourself a hat or a T-shirt." And they say, "Well, what do I want to drink that piss water for?" I don't need your damn hat, T-shirt.
Damn, you had flashy light little things.
Yeah, they had those, but I don't even need those either. It's not enough to get me to drink Coors. I do not. You know what else? Have you had those?
That's why I stick to whiskey. You know, it's much easier that way.
Have you had any?
Because most people hate whiskey, and I'm already used to that.
Those newer light beers, like Michelob Ultra.
Me, no.
And Bud,
I don't hardly drink anymore.
They're pretty watered down. Now the Yingling one's not too bad, but what are you gonna do?
Done. I'm gonna stick to my age less than 30 days corn whiskey. Thank you very much.
So
put some hair on you and knock it right back off. Let me tell you that. Yeah.
We got any more tech stuff? We've kind of like really gone off topic here.
We did go way off topic, and I've been waiting for a break in the talk to play our intermedium song. I'm inventing words. It's been a long day, you know.
Intermedium is fine.
Intermedium, okay.
Sounds like a seance, but it's okay.
Well, I guess this brothel law thing was proven wrong, so what I was told at Penn State is not right.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, let's play our song while we struggle to find something to get back on topic with, right?
Sure.
Even though, like, we're way late playing this, and we're only going to have, like, 3 minutes to talk afterwards.
Wait, what time is it? I have 8:31.
It's quarter of 10.
Yeah. What are we playing today?
At least according to my blog. I got one of the guys over at Lug Radio, John O'Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We play a lot of his music that we sucked off of his website. Anyway, a couple of days ago, he had a post about this new song that he did called Groove It, and I grabbed it, and boy, is it, it's a grooving thing, I guess. No, it's pretty good. We're going to play that for you now, and again, this is John O'Bacon, who you can meet virtually, I guess, over on the forums over at lugradio.org. Groove It.
Hi, I'm Matt from Lugger Radio in the UK.
Oh, that is so jolly.
Who is that?
CBBC presenter.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm interviewing Blue Trunks.
I was doing my impression.
Anyway, we're Lug Radio.
I was doing my impression of Dan there because, you know,
it looks like
he's jolly when he does his. No, it's Alan who looks like Hack.
Which is what it looks like me? Alan. He doesn't look like me.
Lincoln's got the tall hat, so you remember.
Is his name actually Lincoln?
Lincoln.
Is his surname Lincoln?
No, his surname's Fester.
His name's not Lincoln. Lincoln. His name's Lincoln Abraham.
Link on.
The link on Linux. Link,
anyway,
link,
again,
link,
we're Lug Radio.
Yeah, we're Lug Radio over in the UK. That's lugradio.org. Come along to our website.
We're British as well. We drink. We like drinking.
Cavemen. Private brilliant. Yar.
So anyway, we're going to
Lug Radio
because we're given about 30 seconds. Come and listen to Lug Radio. Lugradio.org. I'm sure you'll like. If you like, the Linux link tech link show,
Like nothing more than to chime in on their promo.
I do. It's fun.
I think you want to just get together with those guys and do some huggy kissy and
and
just be in on the whole experience.
Speaking of getting together with them, we really have to get together and do this voice over IP kind of thing with GNOME meeting or
right
or Skype.
We were supposed to do the Skype thing
Skype,
tonight. We were thinking about trying that tonight.
Yeah, which is
I don't
we're supposed to be doing, the Skype thing, right?
I don't know if I didn't get my box set up there. I don't know how we would get the audio to come out of the machine. Well,
pretty much, don't you like
what?
We got an extra spot over here.
No, you just need...
So we just really got to get this thing together.
I'm wondering if we
really
if
have
we
to
took
think about these things a little bit more than 5 minutes before the show.
5 minutes before the show? Hell, it's 10 minutes before the end of the show that we're thinking about it, you know?
No, there's actually, the Y splitter right there comes out of the speaker.
Go ahead and point, man, because everybody we're talking to knows exactly
plugs
what you're talking about.
It's that thing over there that plugs into this thing over here. Next
and
to
the
that,
doohickey runs over to you.
Something like
no.
that. Yeah.
There's an adapter that comes out. What is it? Stereo to.
It's a
Y jack. Stereo jack to two stereo jacks back there.
No, I'm talking about the cord. What is that? RCA right there, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's and the other side is
stereo. So it's an eighth inch stereo to
and
RCA.
I believe it is, isn't that? Or is that going into the hybrid?
Right now, the other input back there is going back to the hybrid. So we have one wire already. We need to get one more wire, I think.
Well, why would we need to get one more wire?
Well, you can actually plug all three mics into one of the mic inputs, like on the laptop here, my laptop. And take my output and go right into the back into the mixer.
You know, this is it. This is what we're this weekend. Everybody meet over at Dan's house. We're going to rip everything out of this room and rewire the entire place. And we're going to go buy a new wrestling table. That is all. We'll just rewire everything and get a new wrestling table that's flat.
Sounds good.
And we'll fix it, right?
More cables.
Make
yes,
it work.
More cables will solve everything.
More cables. Oh, man. I don't know, man. Has Pat been over here? Patrick. Has Patrick been over here?
He was at a picnic, I think.
Yeah, but has he been up in your office here to
no.
to see
the
cables?
Here? you got to see the rat
more,
nest here.
More cables. All right. My impression of the cables is... You know when it rains outside and you get this thick layer of, like, worms crawling on the ground?
That's sort of this room.
That's kind of what it's like, sort of. Only, you know, worms are generally pretty much the same color, and we have, you know, gray cables and, like,
blue
cables and
white.
Black cables and white cables. But it's still, you get that general effect, you know?
You just start yanking on one. Eventually you'll find out where it goes to.
Pretty soon something falls off the table on the other side of the room. You know, that's where it went, right?
I got to get rid of some more stuff in this room. It's like I get rid of stuff and then more comes in to replace it. It's like,
that's what happened in my room.
Two things come out, four things go in. It's not a good system.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's like Dan will throw four CDs away and he'll come home with two box fulls of manuals or something like that. No, I threw four things away. Yes, but hon, you could fit all four of those into one envelope.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, I found something that we've been playing with this week called Sage. It's a RSS.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking Sage. I know Sage.
Yeah, it fits right into Firefox. Works really nice. You put in all the web pages you want to get your RSS from. Tell it to check it, and it fires it up and tells you which ones have been updated, which ones haven't, so you haven't got to go searching through your whole list of bookmarks to find out, you know, what got changed and what didn't. It's pretty neat.
Yes, it is, and I was looking over Alan's shoulder as he was playing with it earlier, and it looks really cool, so I will give it the link stamp of approval.
The link stamp of approval. I put put it over on the IRC there for anybody who wants to go take a look at it.
Looks mighty nifty.
Throw it into Firefox, have some fun with it. It really seems to work quite well.
Yeah, and speaking of that, what Alan and I were talking about earlier was all you guys who are listening out there, why don't you send us some links for some interesting weblogs that you actually like to, you know, check out once in a while? Cause
toss them onto the forum.
Yeah, toss them onto the forum or something, somewhere where we can find them. Because, you know, I like reading some interesting weblogs here and there, but I don't have a whole lot of time to search for them. So chances are, you know, if you find something that you find interesting, especially if it's a techie kind of thing, I probably would find it interesting too. So by all means, forward the link over somewhere and let the rest of us check it out, those of us who don't have enough time to go browsing around the world for interesting things.
Yeah, we got to put together a...
Because, like, I keep looking to find some interesting things on Dan's weblog and on Alan's weblog, but, like, you got to pull... I mean, you got to wrap their legs around behind their back in order to get them to post more than twice a week.
I've been busy. I posted about LDAP 2 days ago.
Yeah, I think I posted 2 days ago too. Mm.
That was a long post. That constitutes three posts.
Is that what it is? You counted it. It's a word count thing, you know? I got over 100 words in there. That's two or
did
three
you,
posts.
Did you read that post I said should have been posted 3 weeks ago and all the information's out of date?
Yeah.
Should have posted 3 weeks ago.
Dun, yeah, dun, man, I'm dun, looking dun, for, like, all this interesting stuff, interesting techie stuff to happen around here. And the two techie people that I know around here that actually have weblogs, other than Rick, who also has that problem with, like, not posting, you know, one post once every couple of weeks or something like that. But anyway, I'm looking for interesting stuff, and I'm thinking, you know, either Dan and Alan died, or there's really nothing going on, you know? But anyway.
Now, wait a minute. I'm looking back at your posts. There's like 3, 4, 2, 1, 2. There's gaps in your postings.
Yeah, there's links gaps, but I'm pretty regular, you know. Most I go is like a couple of days without posting. That's if I'm really, really busy. Either that or there's really nothing going on, you know. But I'm usually finding something to put on there. For your entertainment, Dan.
Thank you. Because that's all that matters.
That's
is
right.
Whether I'm entertained.
Me.
He's such a
Marsha.
You know, I like the way that Sage, when you click on like the blog thing over there, it brings up like a handful of posts.
Yeah.
And a nice little.
It collects like the latest 10 or something.
Yeah, and then you can just click on it and it'll bring up the page.
It's pretty slick looking stuff, man.
It is.
I'm definitely going to have to put that on and install it. The only problem with doing something like that, and this is my major problem with the RSS aggregators that are like that. Like, if I put that Sage as an aggregator on my home computer, what happens when I'm, like, you know, what happens when I'm at work? Or what happens when I'm working on my laptop or something like that? You know what I mean? It just...
I don't understand.
There's no way to link the information together about which posts you have seen and which ones you have not. And You know, unless you're running you're running Mozilla or Firefox remotely off of your one machine.
Not necessarily. Well, wait a minute.
I was going to say, I think you'd have to be running remotely on another machine.
Yeah, well, that's like a major pain in the ass, right?
That's, yeah, that would be a little...
See, now, they had an RSS aggregator out called Snow something or other that I was using a while back, and it was a text client. Now, that I could get into using at different places when I go different places because I would simply SSH into my workstation at home and run it from there. You know, well, SSHing in and running a text client is a way different ball of thing from, pushing an entire browser's worth of information wherever you are. That's a whole different story. But that was all right. See, that's the problem. In order to do that, I would have to find out what little information file is stored. And then I'd always have to be copying shit back and forth. Yeah.
This is what I think you would have to do.
Been hitting the sauce tonight.
No way.
I'm having to do. What do you got in that Coke over there, Dan?
A little bit of this and a little bit of that. I'm just double checking where they moved all the crap in Firefox.
Clicky, clicky, clicky.
Where they saved the bookmarks because of Sage and... The default RSS aggregator in Firefox, where they save the bookmarks, you create a new folder.
Right.
And you put that on a shared network drive, I guess. Or
yeah, but what if it's not on your network?
Or you have rsync. keep it updated every 3 seconds.
That just sucks.
I don't know.
This is the whole problem with a lot of these GUI apps that you have. Like, I want... to be able to have a nice RSS aggregator like this, only I want to be able to use the damn thing wherever I happen to be. If I'm at working on my laptop in, Saskatchewan, or if I'm, working on my work PC, or if I'm at home, I want to be able to use it and have it retain the same current information. And I don't want to have to piss with it.
I'm not sure how you do it.
Like, you always, there's ways to do it. And I'm sure everybody has a million and one suggestions. Well, you just take this, this directory folder and just copy it back and forth wherever you happen to be. Well, that's you had to piss with that for a half an hour. Especially if you're, working in my work, which, thinks that it's a cool and efficient thing to have one T1 line for 700 employees. You know what I mean? It's not efficient to just go copying crap in between places.
I mean, you want it all.
I do.
Then go back to your text RSS aggregator.
I might have to do that. I don't even remember what it's called. Snow something or other. I'll have to look it up and put it on the chat forum. Something. I don't know. Anyway, that's my bitch and rant for the day.
Just go to news. Fresh Meat. Isn't it off for Fresh Meat?
I have no idea. I can probably find
it
off of Google.
Ask,
and
someone will find it.
I'm sure. But if I spend all my time looking for it, then I won't be talking, and we'll have all this dead air because you know how Alan is over there. He just sits there.
Because I'm just so talking.
He just sits there staring at us like a friggin' turkey buzzard.
Snow news.
That's it.
Snow news. Did somebody post it?
No, not yet. I don't believe so.
Redirection limited for this URL exceeded. Unable to load requested page. This may be caused by cookies that are blocked.
You block your cookies?
No, I don't block my cookies.
Bad person, you.
Oh. It's just a whole list of... Yeah, here we go. Text mode RSS news reader for Linux and Unix.
Yeah, that's the one.
Here, I'll post it to the blog.
That's Snow News, is that what it's called?
Snow News is one. That's one of them.
I think
RJBS is saying
that
move.
That was the one that I was using before. I believe.
Although Moof is not listed on this page. Dun-a-da-dun.
Is Moof an actual aggregator, or is that just, you know, an expression that I'm not familiar with?
Moof. That's a good question. It's probably a Perl aggregator.
It has to be. Rick, our friend, the Perl guru.
Rada. Wompom.com Superfeeder. RSS aggregator. Superfeeder. I don't know. You got me.
I don't know.
Alan, say something, damn it. Keep the conversation going. What are you doing over there? You watching that video again?
No. I'm watching the video again.
Alan's watching movies. I'm not going to tell you what kind. Make you guess.
Although I didn't think that one was funny.
Yeah, it was interesting. I don't know. Hey, guys, guess what?
I got to get gas tonight. I gotta go out to Wawa again.
Eat beans or something, man?
No.
You have gas all the time. What do you mean you gotta get gas?
I gotta get gas.
I'm gonna have to stop downstairs and have a conversation with your wife about your eating habits, because
there have been no farts today.
Yeah, but lately, man, you've been like, I don't know, you save them up or something.
Oh, it was nasty, man. We have one of the switches mounted to
the
wall.
It's not the smell, it's the fact that you can't see your laptop through the cloud, you know?
We have a switch mounted to the wall over on the corner of the in the office, and we were trying to debug the server problem.
Turn it on and off and just really by farts?
No. We were dealing down there trying to, and they just put a new clump of cables in there, and they weren't labeled, so we were trying to figure out which goes where. My boss, well, he's not my boss anymore, but the guy I worked with just came over. I ripped a nasty fart. Like, I wasn't even thinking about it. It's just like so. I was like, yeah, you know, it stank so bad. And then I got up and walked away. I said, I feel bad for you. And walked away.
Well, you know, it's a natural
fart
function.
Off.
Fart on, fart off, the crapper. Yeah. All right, enough of that. Anyway, that's it. We're done. We're done with this one. It's 5 after already. Perhaps next week we can actually have some real, like, Linux or open source content or something like that. Now, I understand that we rambled on a lot this week, but in all honesty, like, Dan and I and Alan were busy, you know, doing our Linux biz last night, which is where we did that 71-minute recording of all the important Linux things that we had to discuss this week with our lug. Now, with any luck, you will be able to, of course, jump onto the stream and listen to that 70 minutes worth of fantastic and informative Linux information very shortly, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I just got to
give. Are you
going
to make that available for download off your server somewhere, too?
What?
The OGG file.
I've been thinking about that.
I'm not putting it on mine, man, because I will never, ever be able to get out on the net again if I do that.
See, that's what I'm wondering. If I put it for download on the server, is it going to affect the stream, and then is it going to affect everything else?
I don't know. What about maybe doing a BitTorrent thing or something like that? Do you know how to set up a Bit? I have no idea even how to set up a BitTorrent. I haven't set one. I've downloaded from BitTorrent.
Does anybody know how to set one up?
I've done that, and it took me 3 days to download something.
Really? When I downloaded my Slack 10 discs, I did BitTorrent, and it grabbed them in a couple hours. But then it only goes as fast as
you hit a certain point, I think you download in relationship to how fast you can upload as well.
Right.
So, like, on mine, it doesn't work at all on my connection because I have trouble, you know, it takes me 5 minutes to upload a text message. Right. On mine, so I'd be downloading for, like, a year to get a file.
But, I mean, you know, if we did a BitTorrent thing, maybe that would... maybe that'd be the thing. See, the problem with this particular file is it's 33 megs.
Right.
And that's a sizable file to go sucking someone's bandwidth up on.
I was thinking about slicing it up a little bit there, but
Yeah, but it's still, that's what still I thought
gonna,
about,
yeah,
too.
But it's still going to, you know, people are still going to download the entire thing.
Yeah, if you slice it up into eight slices, if they still want the whole thing, they're still going to download all 33 megs of it.
Can you set up a separate stream?
That just played that.
I was going to play it. I was just going to make it available for download. It's going to go on the stream. The stream now.
Separate stream. That way it's, you know, you keep your music on the one, and if somebody wants to hear that, they fire it up.
Well, I wasn't planning on streaming it separate. I don't know. It's a good question.
It's just an idea.
But then we'd have two streams going. I don't know. I'll just make it available for download in addition to being on the stream. And
well, like I said, why don't we, you know, give some more thought and discussion to doing the BitTorrent thing. And if we do the BitTorrent thing, then, you know, at least maybe you and I can jump on it. And, you know, that way they won't suck all the bandwidth out of both of us, you know. Little from here, a little from
well,
there.
Then, you know, if we do the BitTorrent thing, why not do
but
the
I don't know how to set
thing,
the damn thing up, so.
Do, like, BitTorrent for everything. Like, the tech show and Love Radio.
Haven't tried the damn thing yet, so. I mean, like I said, it worked real good when I downloaded Slack 10, but I don't know how many other, excuse me, 100 people or whatever.
Right.
We're on doing the BitTorrent at the same time.
Bum, bum, bum. Well, somebody offered to host it.
Yeah, cool.
There's our first mirror site.
Something, something, yeah. All right,
will
folks.
Will you host this 56 meg file for us?
We have got
to download.
We have got to get going, man.
Wonder how many people are actually going to download that out, aside from, like, LV Lug members.
I don't know. It's got some good information on it. Did you see the post I did with the...
Yeah.
You know, the little timeline thingy on it? I don't know.
You know, speaking of that, somebody somebody didn't post today, to my knowledge, and I moderated them.
Here it comes.
I have moderated them, but I have not received any indication that there was anything that needed to be moderated.
Well, you know, that particular person goes a couple of days without posting and then barrages everybody with stuff anyway, so. I'm thinking, you know, within the next 2 days we should see some kind of indication one way or the other.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. I'm going to check right now, see if anything needs to be moderated. And for the longest while, I had stuff that it just anything that needed to be moderated just goes right into the trash. Oh, wait. There's three things.
Really?
I don't know. I gotta read them all now because I gotta moderate. I hate that. Yep. All right.
All right. Well, say goodbye, Dan.
Goodbye, Dan.
Say goodbye, Alan.
Goodbye, Alan. Good night, everyone.
Goodbye, Lincoln.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
Yes, we will.
And you know what? Did I make a mention about the...
And no more wine in the box talk.
Yeah. Did I make a mention of...
No, next week we'll actually have the wine in the box.
On the forum, thanking Patrick for always posting an app of the week. I didn't make a mention of that. It's
I don't
nice.
Think you did, but yeah, it
I
is.
I mean, he does a really wonderful job of doing that. Unfortunately, we never review any of those apps,
no,
which
yes,
is something we
yes,
should
we
do.
Yes, we did. Last yes, we week did. We did.
What did we review?
That was the... We did Skype, which he posted on, and also we did the label thing that he posted about.
Oh, G-Labels. I don't think we got too deep into G-Labels because I'm still waiting for my wife to use it.
But it's still cool, and we do read the stuff, so, you know, you guys want to send us email, you know, by all means. We read the stuff, and it gives us ideas about what we talk about when we do actually get on topic. So keep going. Join the forums.
Oh, you know, I spoke too soon about the gas.
Join us. Ah, here it comes. Join us next week. We got to get off now before the air masks come out of the ceiling. Have a good one.
Bye, bye,
bye.
Bye.
Pulling the Flink. Pulling the Flink Tech Show. Ha 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 ha
Linux Link Tech Show.